Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got the wrong attitude about who God is. God is a militant God. He ain't no plaything. He's not no little God that just let the devil do what he wanted to do. Jesus was radical. He was bad. Hey, he's a militant God. Hallelujah. He said the fallen. Pick up your weapon. Hallelujah. You're not going to be able to succeed in life just being a little sissy and a little passive Christian. Hallelujah. The church has no business being sissies. The church has no business being weak. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall have power. Power. Hallelujah. We letting our children die and go to hell while we sitting up in the church. But the church guilty because the church won't preach the truth. It won't teach the truth. The church in the black communities have taught about the pie in the sky. I don't need any pie in the sky. I need it here. Listen, the answer is not in legislation. It's not in President Bush coming down to South Central LA. It is not in the food being given away. I tell you, the answer is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They need truth.
Got funky enough, you know what I'm saying? So why don't you get down to real business? Somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation.
Check it out. Say, God, I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of my sins. I believe he died and rose from the grave and lived forevermore. Wash me now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Save me, deliver me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we
give
all winning.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Father, forgive us, cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, mind's polluted, I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling us hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're healing oppressed people everywhere, and it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear, just knowing you were
give
here.
Give me your eyes for just one second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you all tonight. Where is my 12 o'clock? Our 12 o'clock a.m. prayers. Bless God for each and every one of you. I know that some of you is oppressed, my God. You don't press your way, my God, this morning, my God. But I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, it's going to pay off. I know while you're in the midst of the process and you're in the midst of going through it, you don't see it, you might not feel it, my God. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to pay off. You're going to be amazed how your spirit begin to receive from God. You're going to be amazed right about now. Many of you going, taking your spirit through a cleanser. Amen. Begin to cleanse your spirit. Begin to scrub it. Amen. Go against, my God, what you want to do. But you want to take your spirit into the divine will of God. And it's going to be oppressed. You're about to hear me. It's going to be oppressed. But one thing about God. God understands it. He knows. But God is God. Whole thing about is being obedient. If God say, hey, I want you to be at the well, or I need you to be at the brook, or be at the river, you just be at the river. No matter how you feel or what are you going to go through, because at the end of the day, you got to believe, you got to understand something, that the enemy want to destroy you in your mind. That's the greatest battlefield that you're going to be having as a saint of God, right there in your mind. But I truly believe that we have some saints, my God, that God is raising up in this last days, my God, that are going to be defeating everything that is not like God, that going to try to come into their mind. I know you are equipped, you are appointed, and most of all, you are anointed to do so. Amen. So you just keep pressing and keep doing what God has for you to do. And I just bless his holy name, amen, because he is worthy to be praised. You believe it or not, we're not going to be on long tonight. My God, I'm going to get ready to tuck you into bed. I'm going to tuck you in tonight, amen, 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 because God, he truly heard your prayers. He truly see. And one thing about God, he is such a wise God. He's such a wise God. He is not reckless at all. He always walked with wisdom. It's just us as peoples of God, amen, we'll be getting our emotions, our feelings in a way to where it make it look like God ain't wise. He's reckless. God is very wise. Amen. And I just think God wants to again impress our partners and listeners all over the world. I thank God for you all. My God Almighty, I know in certain time frames, this is perfect timing for you all. My God. Especially our brothers and sisters in South Africa and different other places, United Kingdom and Europe. We bless God for you all as well. Saints of God, I'm telling you right now, if you want it from God, if you want it, many people, this is where the work comes in right now. Pull you out of your comfort zone. Pull you out of your, pull you out of the areas, my God, to where you feel as though that, hey, it's good, it's suitable for you. If you want it for God, it takes work. It takes work, my God. I'm just taking you behind the scenes what God is doing and what God is wanting for you. But I'm telling you right now, I know you could do it because God done placed part of himself inside of you. Amen. So I know you could do it, my God Almighty. But this is where, if you want it from God, if you want to go higher, if you want to spend more time with him, this is where it happens, my God. This is where the man of God was talking about. He had to beat his flesh under suggestion. He had to beat it in prayer, beat it in spending time with God. Just beating it, amen. My God Almighty, it doesn't feel good. No, it doesn't. But you best believe you're going to be stronger. You're going to be wiser. You're going to have everything that God, my God, designed for you to be. It will be so. Most of all, you're going to conquer every issue that try to come into your life and every issue that you're going to be dealing, that you dealt with, amen. You're going to conquer it with no problem, amen. But you're going to have to come out of self. And once you come out of self, you're going to find out that, hey, it is so easy to do so. Amen. I just think God wants to begin to sing some gum. I just want to go into some things. I want you to do something for me. My God Almighty, I want you to get into a place. I know we've been hooping and hollering for the last couple of days, ever since Monday, Tuesday. I know we've been going strong. We've been hooping and hollering. The Holy Ghost just been moving. I'm very heavy. But now, tonight, I want to do something for you because God knows what you need. And like I share with you, He is a wise God. And He know how to pull a servant back or whoever you want to use. He know how to take you through different things. One thing about with God, you never know what you're going to get with Him. All you're going to do is just show up. You just show up. You don't know what you're going to get. I never know what God is going to do. My God, pretty much most of all the time, I just show up. And whatever He does, that's what He does. So I want you to go, my God, and some of you, you might get ready for your bed, and you're getting ready for your bedtime hour, amen. You go ahead and get in your bed. Shut off your light. Just ask if you're going to get ready to go to bed. Some of you right now, my God, especially on the Eastern Standard Time, amen, it's pretty much you are like, hey, I'm already in the bed, Pastor. I'm already. Some of you, you're going to be in the bed. Some of you, listen, I know that you might fall asleep. I want you to fall asleep, amen, because I want to talk to your spirit tonight. The Holy Ghost want to talk to your spirit tonight. It just want to take your spirit into like a therapist session to reprogram some things, amen, reprogram some things that was wired through life. As you've been walking through life through this year, amen, how some things and how some mechanics that was rewired, that was need to be rewired, amen, for you to refunction, amen, my God Almighty, for you to begin to articulate in the Holy Ghost precisely, amen. So you shut off these TV, you get off these lights, just like you're finna go to bed. And I know some of you probably like, Pastor, that's a dangerous thing right now. I want it to be a dangerous thing. The Holy Ghost wants you to fall asleep, my God, while you're in the spirit or in the arms of the spirit of the living God. Some of you need to experience this quite often, amen. You just shut it off, get everything quiet, and just allow the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord to get ready to minister to you, amen. So in other words, God finna get ready to tuck you in tonight. And I know that the Spirit of the living God is ready. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, are you ready for what God is ready to do for you in your life? And I know that you truly are. And I'm telling you right now, you just get ready for what He's going to do. So, Father, we come tonight and we thank you. We thank you, God, my God, for most of all, for being who you are. We thank you, God, for being God, the head of our life. We thank you, God, for you is the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. We thank you, God, that by your breath or your wind that comes into our life, God, that make everything and begin to put everything in order. We thank you for the order that you placed in our life. I know there have been times, God, to where even though you don't instill your order inside of us, that at times, God, we do not walk into your divine order. But God, as we begin to lay in your bosom and we begin to meditate upon you, all we can do is ask you to forgive us. We submit everything unto you right now, God. We submit our minds now. We submit our own intentions now. We become weak as a baby. And we lay in your arms now. We lay in your bosoms now. And as we begin to lay there, as we begin to lay in your presence, download into us, God, that you desire us to be. Allow your presence, God, to overtake us now. We struggle, we wrestle, We struggle, we wrestle. Not no more with your presence. Not no more within you. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. As we lay in the arms of the Holy Spirit, as we lay in the arms of you, Father, lifeless, up under your control, up under your directions. Go inside of us. As some of us, God, we go from place to place. We move so much to where we have not have a steady time. A time of peace, a time of meditation, a time just standing still, our minds and our spirit. Now, God, we bring our minds. We bring our minds to a halt now. But we are not doing the thinking. We're not trying to think ahead of you. But God, we want to think like you. Rip out of us, Holy Ghost, every rebellious thing. Things that is causing us, impulses that is causing us to not walk in patience. Rip out of us pain and hurt that we don't been through the past, that we constantly carrying with us from year after year and time after time. No longer we speak to our minds now. No longer we dare anymore. No longer we living in the past. No longer we living in a place to where we done been hurt. We done been lied on. We done been stepped about, stepped on. We done been abused. We live no more in them times. But we live in the divine will of God. And we live in our own divine will now. Shetaboshi kananaboshi. Cause our minds, Holy Ghost, now as we begin to take on sleep. Allow our spirits to go into a place of peace with the Father. Allow our minds to go into a place of peace. Peace from this world. All chatter, all communication stops now. All the things that is communicating to our spirits and communicating to our minds now is the will of God. It's the voice of God. The voice of the Holy Ghost. The voice of the heavens. All anxiety from what the enemy is trying to speak to our minds, it stops now. And we embrace the peace of God. We embrace your peace, God. Breathe upon us, Heavenly Father. Breathe upon us tonight. As we begin to go and close our eyes and rest within you, we want to open our eyes the next day by your grace and mercy, by thy will, a new creature, a new mind, refreshed in our spirits. We cease our warfare. We regroup within you. We cease all fights. And we dwell within sight of you, God. Now we take a seat, Holy Ghost, and we allow the Father to have whatever situation it is. We release now, God, every situation, every battle, every issue that we feel as though is us to deal with. Because we have an issue with trust. Through our past, through years, We don't get hurt in trust. People don't let us down. Now we to the place to where we got to take things and take matters into our own hands. And that's interfering with the spirit. God, we release it now. We release it now. We don't take no matters in our own hands. We release it now. We prophetically speak that tonight is the last night we take matters in our own hands. For it is said that you will fight our battles. And God, we give you all our battles to fight. As we lay in your bosom, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. As we lay in your bosom, God, create in us a new mind. Create in us a new spirit. We want to be new, but we cannot do it without you. So therefore, God, we cease all movement. Cease all movement in our spirits. We cease all movement in our bodies. Repair which that is damaged. Because we move so much and not stand still. You wasn't able to repair the damaged area, repair the areas that needs to be healed. You wasn't able, God. We cease. We stop. We lie in your presence. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to be children that rest in our Father's arms. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to climb into the bosoms of our Father. And we just lay there. Not trying to think about problems, not trying to figure things out, but lay in our Father's arms. Revive our spirits. Revive us, God, as we yield everything unto you now. We yield now. We yield now. We don't wrestle with your presence no more. We don't rebel against your word no more. We yield now. Our spirits trust now. No longer we look at our life as a defeat, but we receive prosperity now. No longer we look at our situation and get disappointed. We instill into us a will to work. Create in us a new plan, Holy Ghost. For we can attain the success that God chose our life to be. No longer we will go to the Father for the things that he already gave us. Now we're going to begin to walk into the manifestation. No longer we allow our spirit man begin to mourn and begin to weep as we begin to control, my God Almighty, different emotions and different feelings, not for the good but for the bad. Now we're gonna shed tears of joy. Joy that our Father, he is real. He is real. We take control even of our dreams. Everything that the enemy trying to come in, even in our dreams, even in our children's dreams, we snatch every plan of the adversary. We put it out now. Every seed that he's trying to plant, we pull it out now. All we want, God, is nothing but your presence. Even seeds a man that they plant for self, and you don't have anything to do with it. We pull it out now. We empty ourselves now. We rest in you, God, to also allow our spirits to go through a spiritual detox. Detox from a place of intimacy with other partners. Other partners that they was intimate with, and they have all these other partners inside of them, and now the partnership is in us. We come to you, God, asking for cleansingness because of our intimacy in our other lives, of partners that we had, broken relationship. Some of us never came before you, God, and that's for a spiritual cleansing. Spiritual cleansing, because through intimacy with our partners, for some outside of marriage, we came into a place of doors where not only we wrestling with our own spirits that we need to get delivered from, now we carrying our partner's spirits. And now not only we carrying their spirits, but whoever spirits they have inside of them, we also have them inside of us. Cleanse us from a place where we're intimate with people, intimate with men, and intimate with women. We was intimate, and we didn't understand the depthness of the intimacy, and some of us are trapped with other people's spirits because we did not do it within your will. We ask you to cleanse us. Some of us don't got married in new relationships, but because we have not asked for cleanser, we went through a spiritual detox. We're still carrying our ex-husband and our ex-wives and whoever they was intimate with in their previous lives, spirits inside of us. But we ask you now, God, to cleanse us, cleanse our minds, cleanse our spirit, set us free. We turn it over to you now. We empty out now. Some of us, God, have been violated. We done been raped. Some of us done been molested. We've been violated. And spirits has a open door. They've been coming in through that portal. First of all, God, we ask for forgiveness for the individual that violated us. We ask for forgiveness for the individual that came in and took our virginity. Took our virginity. We want to be set free because we don't need that to control our life anymore. We want to shut that door, for we don't need the enemy to come in no more. And most of all, God, we want to be set free for ourselves. So through being molested, even them spirits that came in and violated, He must the spirits that the individual that done the crime that enter in. And what they was already carrying, that it imparted into us. Purge us now. Purge us now. Purge us now. Spiritual cleanse us. Spiritual cleanse our mind. Now. We reprogram our frequencies in our minds. We reprogram our frequencies through different times we go through as peoples. And where times get hard, regardless if we're in a relationship or not, we want to throw in a towel and give up. And because of the words that we say, Lord, it creates a door for the adversary. We reprogram our minds now. And we speak to ourselves. No matter how hard things may be, we are not giving up. I speak to marriage couples tonight. No matter how difficult the journey may be, you are not giving up. You love your partner that God placed you. You embrace your partner. You're going to begin to learn your partner. And you're going to have a godly relationship as the Bible defines the relationship will be. God, we thank you tonight that as you're doing a new thing within us, and as we lay in your bosoms tonight, as you begin to detox our minds and detox our spirits, but we can embrace the covenant of you, Lord, and we can be on one accord within you. We thank you. We thank you. I speak peace now to everyone's spirits that is on this line. I speak peace. I command yourself, your mind, your human spirit to release everything that been holding your life down. Everything that been holding you and preventing you to move forward, to cross over the mountain where God has a new plan for you. I command your spirits now to release. Release all the lies. Release all the things that is not of God. Release all the hurts. Release the wrong way of thinking. Release new partners that was in previous relationship. Because you will not be bringing that back up anymore, partners and individuals from previous relationship. You're going to continue to look for. Release it now. Release it now. Because your Heavenly Father, as you lay in his arms, he's waiting on you to cast your cares upon him. He's freeing you now. He's freeing you from that hurt. He's freeing you from that rape. He's freeing you from that molestation. He's freeing you from that rejection. He's freeing you now from that depression. He's freeing you now. You're going to be a new creature, says God. No longer you play church or you just have an emotional demoralization, but now you're going to experience the kingdom. You're going to experience the Father. I bless you tonight. I don't want you to get up and do anything. Lay in your beds. Lay in your beds and feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Lay in your dwelling places and let the Holy Ghost begin to move upon you as God doing surgery in your spirits. As he's freeing you now. Do not go back when you wake up in the morning. You're leaving that old man where it's at. And you're not going to go back and pick him up. Because God got a new life. He has a new plan for you. In you. Allow him to detox you. Many of you are still suffering from relationship or your first love, first boyfriend, because of the intimacy he wasn't pure and holy. Therefore, you containing spirits inside of you that is not of God. God freeing you now. He's bringing your spirits into a detox now. He's cleansing you now. Allow him to do it. You will not hold on to the things of yesterday. But you're going to push forward and be ready for the things of tomorrow that God has for you. As the Holy Ghost begins to deal with your minds tonight, everything that is impureness, allow him to take it out. As you rest in the bosom of God tonight, we cover you under the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus over your minds, the blood over your spirits. Because God ready to do a new thing. It is so. It's your time. It is so. It's ordained from God. It is so. He want to reveal to you that he is real. And he is alive. We ask you, Father, reveal it to them. Reveal them a side of you that they never seen before. Bless you tonight, God, to do so. In Jesus' name, God bless you and good night. God bless all of you. Thank you.